Jared, a disappointing night tonight, but talk me through the game from your perspective.
Well, we talked about starting hard. We talked about chipping pucks, and unfortunately we didn't get that done the first kind of 10, 12 minutes. They came incredibly hard. They got that goal, so I mean, it was just kind of controlling it for the first period. We were able to get out 1-0, which is, you know, pretty good for the situation that we're in. You know, that's a positive. And then we go out in the first 10 minutes of the second period, and we give up three just incredibly, incredibly soft goals, and that was the difference in the game.
You eventually found your rhythm in the kind of third with a goal from Matthew Wah, but just a little bit too little too late, really.
No, I mean, we had a number of chances to score, especially on our power play. We had grade A chances to the right guys, and they didn't put it in the net. And I think we would have got one earlier in the game. It would have been a different story.
Have you had a chance to sense the mood in the dressing room, have a chat with the guys? What was said?
No, I mean, I just had a quick chat after the game. And, you know, before the year, if you say, you know, you're going to get the two cup finals and win the league, would you take it? And I think most teams would bite your hand off to get that opportunity. So as disappointed as it is right now, I mean, to deliver a league title to Sheffield is a big thing.
I was going to say, it shouldn't take away from what you have achieved this year. How do you sum up the year as a whole?
I think, you know, we're the best team. We're the best team throughout. I mean, we just aren't the best team in these one-game playoffs. But we, you know, overall in the league, you know, we proved that by being first place. So it's well-deserved by all the players.
It's obviously still quite raw after the final whistle here. But have you been thinking about recruitment for next year, about the guys that you bring back? Obviously, you've still got quite a core of guys there from this season that are on two-year deals or further into the future?
Well, there's a lot of variables, but I mean, we need to sit down and just feel the players out first, and then is it going to be changed? Of course there is. It's our league. There's always change. You know, I don't know, I think it'll be as drastic as it was last year, but there'll definitely be some change.
When does that process kind of start for you?
Tomorrow. The players leave quite quickly, so I need to see them in person to feel them out, and then I can make decisions from there. You never know. Guys are retiring. My guys won't be leaving. You don't know. So you got to take that into consideration.